What is shukr? How do we show shukr in the court of Allah in relation to these different activities? This is something that all of us need to think about and all of us need to do something about as well, inshaAllah ta'ala. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions that the reality of shukr is that an individual, he realizes and he understands that the Zat, the being that gives all blessings, is the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that there is no one that will give you anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every good that we have in our life, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Realizing and understanding this fact, this is the reality of shukr. And this is what we need to go towards as well. And what is the one of the benefits for us to become from amongst those that are grateful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in the glorious Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse 144, translation from that of Kanzul Iman, and soon Allah will reward those who are grateful. So inshaAllah ta'ala, if we be amongst the grateful individuals, then inshaAllah al-Kareem, we can hope in gaining reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These blessings and these bounties that we have in the form of Eid al-Adha, it's a great blessing and a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bounty and the blessing that we are able to sacrifice an animal in these days of Eid al-Adha and perform the wajib qurbani, this is a huge bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just take your gaze around the world and just understand all of those individuals that in their heart they want to do qurbani, but they don't have the means to do qurbani. They don't have it in them that they are able to give sacrifice in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed me and you with wealth that we are able to carry out our wajib qurbani. So my dear Islam brothers, if this is a blessing from Allah for us, then we need to show shukr in His court as well. Because like the other bounties, it is mentioned in narrations that if an individual is ungrateful over a particular bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that bounty, it can be taken away. So today, everything that we have in this world, these are bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me and you. If we do not show shukr in the court of Allah for these bounties, then my dear son, it is possible that Allah takes these bounties away from us. And then when these bounties are taken from us, then we will truly realize the blessings of these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reality of the matter is, my dear members, then it will be too late. Then we won't be able to do anything, because when we had the bounty, we did not understand the qadr of that bounty, the significance of that bounty of Allah that He has blessed us with. So once that blessing is taken, then you will understand and you will recognize the significance and the qadr of that particular bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask the blind person, what is the qadr of eyesight? Ask the deaf person, what is the significance of being able to hear? Ask the mute person, what is the significance of being able to talk? Ask the crippled individual, what is the significance of being able to walk? These are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are bounties from Allah, and we need to understand these blessings and these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned once that an individual, the muscles in his eyelids, they were affected and he was unable to blink naturally. And that individual, what he would have to do is, he would have to put a tape on his eyelid, and with that tape he would lift and he would drop his eyelids. And that is the way he would live his life. A simple, simple thing of blinking. Have we ever understood that to be a major thing? Definitely not. If you look at the scientific aspects of it, if we stop blinking, then the fluid in our eyes, that will become dry. So this just a simple, simple thing, a natural thing that all of us, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with, they're able to blink. Our eyelids go up and down as we want them to, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine not being able to blink for one day. Never mind for the rest of our life. Just for one day. Let's forget one day. For 1 hour of your life, you are unable to blink. Your eyes are remain full, wide open for 1 hour of the day. How much difficulty will we face? Now the next example I want to give to you. Your hand. Everyone has the same hand, generally. Yeah, you've got 4 fingers and a thumb in one hand. Imagine we had to live our life with no tongue, just the four fingers. How would we live our day-to-day activities? How can we pick up something? How will we be able to write? And all of these day-to-day activities that we are doing with no tongue, just our four fingers. How difficult would our life get, my dear son brothers? So we should ponder over these blessings and these ni'mas that Allah has given us in this world. These bounties that Allah has given us, we should think about them, we should ponder upon them. And if we ponder with a true, sincere heart, then definitely at the end of it, we will start praising Allah and we'll be grateful for in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us everything. The problem is that when it comes to worldly activities, we always look at those people that are ahead of us. Whereas the ulama, the scholars of the Ahl Sunnah, they have told us that when it comes to worldly activities, you look at those that are below you and realize that you are a lot better than them. And when it comes to religious activities, then you look at those that are ahead of you. I'm not a hafiz of the Quran, such and such individual, he's a hafiz of the glorious Quran. I'm not an alim of the religion, such and such individual, he's an alim of the deen. He is a mufti of Islam. Look at these individuals. Understand the blessings that Allah has bestowed upon them. And then don't have hasad, don't have jealousy for them. Rather build a rashk inside you that, subhanallah, Allah has given him this capability, if only I was blessed with this as well. Have rashk inside you that such and such individual, he's a hafiz of the Quran. You make dua for that individual that Allah blesses his hafiz and makes him a strong hafiz of the Quran. Ba'amil hafiz of the Quran. Someone that is acting upon the ahkam of the Quran as well. The rulings of the Quran, that individual is acting upon him. And in addition to making this dua for that individual, you also in your own self, you make this mindset that I as well, I need to include inside me this importance and this remembering of the glorious Quran as well, inshallah ta'ala. Work towards it, start memorizing glorious Quran. When you see a hafiz of the Quran, you should also have this passion that I want to memorize the glorious Quran as well. When you see an alim of the deen, a scholar of the religion, you should also gain this passion that I need to gain religious knowledge as well. And all of these will increase if you are grateful on the bounties that Allah has given you, inshaAllah ta'ala. We should always make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not take us away from his bounties. Zawali ni'mat, the decline of the bounties, that Allah protects us from this. Always make dua constantly that Allah protects us from zawali ni'mat, from the decline of his bounties upon us. And in addition to this, I would say make dua in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, in this world, you have blessed us with so many bounties. Do not deprive us of your bounties in the hereafter. Be grateful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars, the likes of Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentions that Allah has blessed us with the bounties of our limbs. Now, the shukr of our limbs is that we protect our limbs from the disobedience of Allah and we use our limbs for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah has blessed us with the ability to speak. We utilize this ability of speech in reciting the glorious Quran. We utilize this ability of speech in reciting salawat and salam, durud pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. We recite this in praise of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We use this speech to call towards righteousness, give nekihi dawat. This is why we use our speech. Allah has blessed us with eyesight. We use this eyesight to look at the blessed Kaaba, to do the ziyarah and be blessed with the vision of the Gumbad-e-Khazra in Madinatul Munawwara. We utilize this eyesight to look at the face of the ulama of the Ahl Sunnah. Utilize this eyesight to open the glorious Quran and look at the glorious Quran and recite it. Utilize this eyesight to look at the face of your parents with love and affection. Likewise, every single limb that we have, utilize that limb. It could be our grasp, it could be as walking, it could be as hearing and listening. All of these should be accordance to the Sharia of Islam, according to the teachings of the glorious Quran and the Sunnah and the Sharia of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam. This is shukr, my dear Islam brothers. Shukr is very, very important. It's an important aspect of the life of a believer. Now we need to make ourselves from amongst the grateful. So that the ayah of the glorious Quran that I read the translation to you at the beginning of this reminder, that and soon Allah will reward those who are grateful. So that we are able to gain that reward that Allah has prepared for the grateful individuals, we need to become amongst the grateful individuals, inshaAllah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairah. May Allah make me and make you from amongst those who are grateful and give us the ability to utilize His bounties in the way He wants us to utilize those bounties. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabijin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.